Good morning again. It is my great pleasure to be here from far away. And I enjoyed the music here. So the drum, the beat is somehow African. So I was about to dance and if you can make another one, I will dance. I just won't have one class in our mother tongue. And that is what they were singing, actually. Just want to appreciate how the verses say there is one Lord, there is one Father, and all of us, we worship Him. So, Arimbaraga, imbaraga zijitangaza. Mumaraso ya Yesu harimbaraga imbaraga zigitangaza mumaraso ya Yesu. Just a sing like that. Thank you very much to welcome me this morning. I just want to bring greetings to you from Rwanda, a country of 1,000 hills, but also 1,000 smiles and 1,000 blessings. I want also to bring greetings from Reverend Gato. He's the head of our denomination. So we were together at the airport when I was coming, and he asked me to raise my hand and wave for the congregation just to give you his greetings. A little bit of myself as I stand before you. Some of the people, we shared that, but I do not want you to ask me some questions about my family. My wife, she's called Marie Therese, and my beautiful children, just four girls and one boy. They are missing me. I was talking to them yesterday. They are growing teenagers. They are eager to know God better. And the three older ones, they were baptized on 1st January this year. So it was a pleasure as a family. And three of them are in high school now. Just looking forward to what God will do to them in the future. As I said, as my brother also said, I work for ABR, the Baptist Church in Rwanda, but also Canadian Baptist Ministries as a community development director of my in ABR. So that is a team that you work with. I don't know if you may recognize some of them, but all are Canadians. So we always in Rwanda, we pretend that all Canadians know each other. We have the couple of Jonathan and Jane, we have Ken and Wendy, we have Daryl and Lorelei, and the other side there, we have Aaron, who is our team leader. He stays, CBM team leader in Africa, he stays in Nairobi. So that is the team we work with, but also on ABR side, in community development project, these are all of the staff we work together in the office. Some are under my responsibility as a manager project, and all of them also, they asked me to greet you. So thank you for receiving their greetings as well. The message of today is about a new command. We are reading in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. That's Jesus addressing his disciple. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. I have another couple of verses here that I want to read all together, and then I will be talking a little bit about those verses. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagan do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. As we discuss these verses today, Jesus was addressing the disciples and saying, he gave them a new command. From there you may wonder if they were living under the old command. That is true. We are used to say in Rwanda, we subscribe for electricity, but no one subscribes for the darkness. It's just a come by itself. Doing good, we just need to connect with God. But doing evil, it's just a come by itself. The human nature, that is how it is. When someone beat you and remove one teeth, you just need energy to remove all of his all of his teeth. That is how the human nature is. But Jesus is teaching us the new command of loving even our enemies, even those ones who persecute us. The love of Jesus is the model to follow. But we have to love our neighbors because Jesus, he first loved us. We have Proverbs. I don't know if you know that. I said I learn language and communication. So I like those idioms and very hard part of the languages and the culture, including Proverbs. I don't know if you know that proverb that say birds of a feather fly together. Do you have it? Yes. We have the other one in Kinyarwanda that say amaboko atareshya ntaramukanya. I will translate that. We like to hug. But that proverb say you just hug the one who same the length of arms like yours. If one, the arm is short and yours is long, it is unbalanced. The other proverb say, "Nafundi itorera munuma." Just say, "Ifundi is a kind of small bird, very small, and inuma is the pigeon, the bigger ones." So now say, "No small bird, just stand between the big pigeons." The human nature is always about that. The old command of the human nature is always that. One that I love, I visit someone because one day he will come to visit me. it's want always things in return. But Jesus gave a new command. Greet even those ones who are not on your standard. Greet those ones who may not love you as you love them. This is an obvious reality in every culture. But the word of God is there just to challenge us with the new command. So why do I have to love my neighbor? Because we are all created with an endless emptiness in the heart that has to be filled in by God's grace that was manifested through Jesus Christ. So we have a mandate to make a good day. I have a mandate to make a good day to my neighbor. I have a mandate to make an impact in my neighbor's life. I need to take care. I need to appreciate. I was talking to one of my assistants in the church. A few days ago, you know, it happened. He did have some few issues with the wife. And when we were talking, the wife was complaining, say, he does not love me. He never buy clothes to me. He never calls me every morning. So as the board of deacons, you were trying to advise that man, you have to love this wife. And text her the good messages every morning so that she feels she's taken care of. Buy new clothes to her because the husband was trying to justify himself to say, you know, I just love her. I work hard for her. I every evening bring food home for her and the children. What else should I have to do? I am that type of husband as well, but I am learning to love more my wife. I thought that I love my wife by working very hard and get home late in the evening. And my wife was always complaining, why don't you call me honey, sweetheart? All of those sweet words, I say, okay, yeah, I have to learn that. So just want to mean that there is a loom of taking care of my neighbor. Just saying, good job. When you say, you are beautiful. Oh, I love you. You are nice. You know, these are simple exercises of every day that we do back home there. But Jesus tells us to do more than that, especially to other people who are out of our cycle. I was just browsing on the internet in the morning, and I came to a story that I want to tell you. For all of you who read your Bible, you can look into even the very last pages of your Bible. You will find that map. That is the map of the old Palestine. We have the Sea of Galilee, and we have the Dead Sea. I'm very interested with that map, very much. Why? There is something so great there. With the Sea of Galilee, there is life. All of the stories about fishing were happening around that sea. And from that sea, we have the River Jordan. That is feeding down there the Dead Sea. Do you know about the Dead Sea? It is salty. There is no life, though it receives the water flowing from the Sea of Galilee, there is no life inside. And there is no water out. going out. And it never gets full. Isn't it crazy? I'm mentioning this because the grace from heaven, once it is filled in our heart, we have something to offer. We always talk about the issue of immoralities and other things. We offer what we receive. I like how the mothers here take care of the children and the fathers as well. Because we want our kids growing in a safe environment, but in a loving one, so that when they grow up, that care, that love, they can show it to the other people. As I speak to you as a community this morning, it is my prayer that you keep being like the Sea of Galilee. You have been showing that in everything you do. When you reach out our people, when you come far, you come to our land in Rwanda, we appreciate that. You show this through the short-term mission. Whenever your teams come to Rwanda, they are assigned a big work to do. Sometimes building, training pastors, visiting the group of people living with HIV/AIDS, visiting the orphaned and vulnerable children, and many more. You are reaching out the people. You are practicing the new command. You are letting the grace of heaven that you have been given to flow to other people. This is the work that we do as a church as well. We believe that we have that mandate of reaching out to the people who are in need. My primary role is managing the community development project where our denomination has to reach out to the people who are in need. I was mentioning the Children of Hope project. I have a story here. This is for a young man called Damascene. He's 25 years old. He's a member of my church, and he benefited from one of those the Children of Hope project. He had dropped out of school because his mother was not able to pay after the dad was dead. And through the project, he was able to go back to school. Today, he's working in a big complex and business center in the city of Kigali. He has hope for the future. He's getting married in December. You may wonder why for us we like families. When we see just to get married, we see it is a way of maintaining the family. So when I heard that story, I was so excited about that. My brother was mentioning about the prolonged drought and the food crisis in the eastern province. Those two pictures was taken in December before Christmas. So we heard in the media that now that community is facing crisis issue. So we went to visit and we found out the crops dying. And I took a random visit to the neighboring house. That is a picture that I found in one home. It was around noon. Normally, children should be having food on a plate. So it's like those three children, I surprised them where they were trying to share. just a cup of porridge, sorghum porridge, that was in that pen. It was a such a terrible situation that we said, I think we needed to do something. Then we wrote a proposal. We planned the project because it was so terrible. 8 months without a harvest in our communities. It is enough to cause a disaster because people are smallholder farmers. I was talking with my brother. He said that big quantity of cereals here in the Grande Prairie are exported. This is to mean that you have more than what you need. But in our communities, that is the scenario. And most of the people who were affected were women and children. So we wrote a proposal to Canadian Baptist Ministries and Canadian Food Grain Bank to feed that number of people for 2 months. Before I left, we did the first distribution. And the other distribution is happening tomorrow Monday. Actually, in Rwanda, I think it is being almost a Monday because it is the night now. Before I left home, I was talking to some of the church members after service, and they were asking me, do you wake up now? This is almost 4 p.m., and you say, it is the morning. Is it Monday or Sunday? I say, this is a Sunday. So, yeah, in a few hours, they'll be doing the second distribution. As a church, we have that mandate of ending hunger for the needy people. We were talking about the new command. What does God tell us in such a situation of a crisis? To reach out to people who are in need. I like that picture. Can you see far in the background? What is it there? Cross. We are motivated by love. And that is what make us different from other organizations. Because we do it intentionally. We are intentional when we reach out to people who are in need. This is your new step church partner in Musanze, in the north. This is the church building. ABR has a project called the Church Roofing. We, in the office, we just provide iron sheets to make the roof. And the church community is asked just to lay foundation and lay the walls. And I just want to show you how there is always room for serving God in different ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is the same church, and we've, by that time, the community was so disparate. There is a guy called Doug and his wife Annie from Kenyatta Baptist Church. He's a professional to design the roof and make it. So he said, I'm ready to come for 2 weeks and volunteer to make this roof. And as I speak today, people are enjoying celebrating in the newly built church. And that is the pastor that most of you who will be going for the next STM, who will be entertaining you. There is always a room to minister. There is always a room to serve God using your talent and your gift. So all of this, why do I have to do this? I shared this slide with the people whom we were together at Macoran. We believe that as a denomination or even in any single local church, we are salt and light. Because the big question is, why the church is here? What the church is there? Why do we gather here? There is no good movie. There is no good drink here. No one is performing just to entertain us. Why do we gather as a church community? It is all about people. Taking care of people. We have a special mandate. And we are acting on behalf of Jesus to reach out to the needy people. These are the pictures that have been taken in different community development projects, where we feel that being a community, we need to work for the social justice to have the children who do not have access to go to school, to let the women who do not know how to write and read have access to the adult literacy, to let the farmers, the ones I was showing you, who always have a fear of the disaster, to have a food and something they can feed to their children. It is our mandate as a church community. So, as friends Canadian, what is your lore into this mission? We are in a global mission. We are a global mission team where everyone has a space to serve, to expand the kingdom of God. You can do this in a different way using any of your gift and talent. I Googled that picture this morning because I like the illustration in those verses. When the Israelites were fighting, God asked Moses to raise up his hand so that they can win the battle. But as a human being, he got tired. So he got two men. One is Aaron. The other one is Ahur. I asked this question wherever I went in Canada, and no one was able to identify those two people. So I looked for those two names this morning. Your Lord is a supporting one. We are on the front line over there in the communities where we are fighting for social justice, where we are fighting the hunger, where we are fighting, you know, all kind of social brokenness so that people can have dignity in the kingdom of God. So the church community here, you are supporting us to be strong, to be able to reach out to those people who are in need. We thank you very much as you keep obeying the new command given by Jesus Christ. We are so grateful to you, but also to CBM leadership and to you as Canadian local church for your continuous friendship, partnership in God's given mission. Particularly, we thank you for your continuous support in terms of finance and prayers. All of us together, we are serving as Jesus' hands and feet to meet the needy people. I follow up CBM has a way that they send a statement to us to show whenever you submit a check to CBM, we know that. So we just wanted to appreciate. And our prayer is that it goes both ways. We do not want to love to receive, but we want that as you send team in our communities, it's become an opportunity for you to expand as well and to be blessed in different ways. So we are together. In our language, we say turikumwe. In Kiswahili, they say tuko pamoja. In French, they say nous sommes ensemble. Thank you very much for your kindness attention. Amen.